first off, congratulations, number one. I know the official celebration, not yet, but 75 years GNM Distributors has been around.
75 years based in Galesburg, Illinois.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Not, you know, and there's, I don't care what the business is, not a whole lot of them make it that long.
No, you know, most businesses don't make it. I think it's something like 18 years, the average length of a company in the United States. And it's hard to believe 800 square feet, a dirty old Buick garage and three people. And we're going strong today.
Yeah, third generation now, right?
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, your grandfather started, your father, and now you running the show. All right, so you're going to be having a celebration coming up a little bit later. You know, it's so neat because we've talked several times over the last few years. You guys had dropped Pepsi,
right?
But since then you've picked up and been doing some different things, kind of outside the box thinking on different things you're distributing other than obviously the Anheuser-Busch products, some different wines and liquors, but then some other products as well. And I know we talked a little bit about this, a chip product, and they were out of Rockford, right?
Rockford, Illinois. Yeah, Mrs. Yeah. Fisher is a family-owned company out of Rockford, Illinois, and they've been making chips since the Great Depression, but just never sold them in this area. They were always super localized, and they did sell into Chicago a little bit, but you know, kind of recognized an opportunity to expand statewide, especially as the smaller chip manufacturers are getting kind of gobbled up by the large companies in the world.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk a little more. I got a chance to talk with Chris Ashby at First Fridays last Friday and giving out some samples of the chips. And then you're also another, I think it's a really cool thing that you're teaming up with another locally owned family business.
We are, yeah. We're going to work and we're going to hopefully be starting a jerky line soon. And we'll be working with Thrushwood Farms on that. And so they'll be the production end of it, and we'll be the distribution and marketing end of it. So, yeah, trying to, you know, expand our local businesses as much as possible and just also diversify our own G&M portfolio, which is a critical thing for us.
And we'll talk about some more about some of the other products and everything. So 75 years, 75th anniversary celebration, and obviously you're going to be doing some things. And looking out a couple months, so we're talking September, is that right?
Yeah, September, yeah. So, you know, we decided, you know, after we want to celebrate having 75 years in Galesburg, and, you know, we wouldn't be successful without the success of Galesburg. And so we rely so much on the communities we serve. And so we've decided that, you know, right around the Labor Day holiday would be a great time to have a celebration. You know, we were kind of waiting to see how the world was changing to make sure we could, you know, get people together. And we've decided that it is time to bring the community together again. And what better way to do that than with the world-renowned Budweiser Clydesdales and bringing those to Galesburg.
Wow, that is really cool. So, and I know they've been here before. It's been a while. And I remember the last time I saw them, we were talking off the air. It's been, what, 08, I think?
There was
like one or two here. At that point.
And yeah, we had a hitch here in 2008, which was a lot of fun, and they were here just for a few days, which was great.
But so this time around, an entire team, the wagon.
Yes.
I'm guessing there's going to be Dalmatian as well?
There will be Dalmatians. Usually Dalmatians. They usually bring a few.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have the 10 horses here, 8 that go on the hitch at a time. There's kind of 2 in for backup. They usually bring a few Dalmatians with them. The beautiful red, white, and gold trailer. Will be here. And, you know, one of the big reasons we chose this weekend is there's so many great, or this time period, I guess, is there's so many great things going on. You know, Galesburg has now the oldest Labor Day parade in the United States. So we thought, what better way to celebrate that than bringing up the rear of the Budweiser Clydesdale? So they'll march right along the Galesburg Labor Day parade, which would be a ton of fun. Even though that Friday before is the first Friday in Galesburg, so you may have a surprise horse appear at the first Friday event, which would be a lot of fun.
Other than Tyler,
that's right.
He's sometimes a surprise horse in the race.
Only so big,
fellas. That's right. You know, we'll try to get up to Kewaunee for Hog Days as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to participate in their parade. And then, you know, one of the greatest things one of my favorite events in Galesburg is the National Steerman Fly-In. And this also represents 50 years for the Steerman Fly-In. So we thought, what a great way to celebrate the Steerman. And that's actually where we're going to stable the horses as well, the Galesburg Municipal Airport.
So the Clydesdales, the hitch, the wagon, everything's going to be here. People get it. Because, you know, like I said, I've seen them. I don't think I've ever seen the wagon and everything in person. I've seen the horses, whether at, you know, like the couple that have been here. I've seen, you know, at Grant's Farm after the Budweiser plant tour in St. Louis. But I've never seen them all hitched up in the wagon and everything. So that's going to be really cool. Because I'm sure there's a lot of us that have not seen the whole.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Never been to opening day in St. Louis. Someday you'd get to see them there. But that's going to be a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, so we're really excited for it. It'll be great. There'll be public viewing hours at the airport. So you can come out. You can see the Steerman. The Steerman, I know, have some surprises of some planes that are going to be there as well. So you can really come and there'll be something for everybody to see and do at the airport, which will be just a great, great week in Galesburg.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. So their 75th anniversary celebration coming up in September. The Budweiser Clydesdales wagon, everything's going to be here. And the cool thing is they're spending some time here.
Yeah, they are. They're going to arrive September 1st, and then they'll leave the September 12th. So they'll be here for 11, longest they've ever been here. So they'll have plenty of time for different events. You know, one of the, I think, the neatest things I've ever seen when I've seen the Clydesdales, and we've had them in town before, is when the nursing homes and assisted living centers come. And then often they will try to get a Clydesdale to the various assisted living centers in the community as well, because there is something magical about a horse. You know, there's people that have been around them their whole lives that are now, you know, in these facilities, and then the horse kind of marches in or around the building, and it's just a really spectacular experience.
And with the Clydesdales, if you've never seen one in person, you will be amazed at the size. It's really incredible to see. Kind of scary, but they're pretty
gentle
though.
Each one weighs about 2,000 pounds. Wow. They're just to the top of their shoulder, 6 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, so they are giants.
Yeah, they're definitely big horses. Got to be big to pull that wagon full of cases of Budweiser, right?
Right, exactly.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. So what kind of other things are on the agenda that you can let us know about now as far as the celebration itself?
Yeah, you know, we've got several surprises, a lot of things that are still in the works. We're going to try to get to a few other neighboring towns during that time period. And then with the Stearman event, there'll be some fun opportunities where the horses will kind of march through the plains and around the airport. So some really, really great public viewing. And then that public viewing is a neat thing because you can walk up to the stables, see the horses up close, you know, pet the dogs, do all that kind of stuff. It's a real fun kind of family-friendly event.
Or will the Clydesdales be signing autographs? I don't know. You know, a paw print's not going to work. You're going to have a big poster for a paw print.
It's a big shoe.
Yeah, that is a big shoe. Absolutely. Wow. So it sounds like some really cool things are going to be going on with the event. And then you'll have some things actually going on at your G&M location
something one of the days. We're trying to get all that figured out.
Right.
First priority are the public events. And then, we're going to figure all that out. And hopefully we'll do something for our customers and a way to thank them for 75 great years.
All right. So 75 years, G&M Distributors, that's pretty amazing. Like you said, the average is not anywhere close to that. Yeah. Three generations of your family running it. I know we've talked about the history, and we'll, you know, when the time comes close, we'll get you back on and talk more about the events and everything. But just talk about the start going back to your grandfather.
Yeah, you know, a classic American story. My grandfather was son of Italian immigrants that didn't speak English, and he had this rare opportunity to play football in college. As you know, no one had any education in the family prior to him. And so he got this full ride scholarship to Purdue University. He got there and he destroyed his knee the first week, and they said, go home. So he went back to the south side of Chicago and thought that was it. And then healed. And about a year later, heard about Knox College. And his grandfather said, his father said, I don't have much, but I will give you my Model T Ford and you can find this Galesburg place. Outside of Chicago, the Model T Ford died. He sold it for, I think he said, I wish I remember the exact amount. I think it was like $10 or $12.
Wow.
And he hitchhiked to Galesburg.
From just outside of Chicago.
Wow. Hitchhiked to Galesburg, got to Galesburg, attended Knox College, fell in love, and married a woman whose father was in the produce business and beverage distribution. He unfortunately passed away, and there was a big, as Italian families often do, a huge fight. And he absconded with the rights to Schlitz beer and scrapped together all the money he had and rented 800 square feet, kind of where Lackey Monuments is now, that empty lot.
Right.
And started with just a couple people and just tried to sell beer throughout Galesburg, and then it kept growing and grew and grew and grew, which was great.
When was the connection with Anheuser-Busch?
So it's kind of interesting. So my family represented Anheuser-Busch post-Prohibition in that original company.
Okay.
But at the time, Schlitz was a bigger brewery. So my grandfather said, hey, we're going to run with Schlitz if they'll go with us. And then the family bought it back in the 1970s from some other people that had acquired the rights in Galesburg.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So, because Schlitz were they in Milwaukee?
That's what I thought. Beer that made Milwaukee famous.
That's right. Anything else new you got going on?
You know, we've got just all sorts of great new products coming out from wine, spirits, beers, and it's been a really fun summer. The highlight of the summer has actually been these special events coming back. I mean, whether it is seeing First Fridays again in Galesburg, and that was just a huge hit. seeing tons of people out on Seminary Street. You know, we'll be doing another one the first Friday in September. So super excited about that. Hog Day is coming up, obviously, in September. The Henry County Fair was a huge success. We got Fulton County Fair coming up. We had the Petunia Festival in Dixon, which was great. So just that's been really been the highlight of this summer is people are just happy to get back together.
Absolutely.
You know, cheers a beer together. And it's just it's really great to see.
Yeah, it's fun having things back and the events coming up here as well. Again, of course, we'll have, you know, Stearman, we'll have the balloon race coming up again. And just so many fun things going on. And G&M. Going to be involved in a lot of them.
We'll see you guys
out and about. And
we're looking forward to kind of finishing out the summer with a bang with the Clydesdales marching through downtown Galesburg.
Oh, that'll be so cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and also when you add to that, usually you do get a little bit of Stearman flyover as well.
We'll try to coordinate all of that, which will be great.
Yeah.
The Stearman, you know, and I can't thank the Stearman Foundation, the Stearman Committee enough. They've been just absolutely wonderful to work with, as well as the city of Galesburg. I mean, the city's been great letting us you know, we're trying to figure out we're going to erect stables at the airport. So, and they've been phenomenal to work with on that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Really looking forward to that, and so glad you made the announcement here, and looking forward to the Budweiser Clydesdales being here in Galesburg for the 75th anniversary of G&M Distributors. Adam, thank you so much.
You.
As always, appreciate your time, and we'll get back with you again.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about the events coming up.
We'll get the head of the hitch from St. Louis that comes up to get on and tell. It's amazing. I mean, I think these horses are treated better than some people.
Yeah, amazing. I remember seeing the trailer when they were here back in 08.
And
and the floor is set like it's kind of on springs or something.
Yeah, so they don't get air-conditioned trailers. Yeah. They've got this huge rubber mat. They've got these crazy shock
like
system.
Leveling kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, level. And so the horses, like I think they probably feel like they're sitting on, you know, a Lazy Boy when they travel around the country.
Well, and it's just like one team of horses, right? It's not like they have another one.
They have several teams across the country, but in the one team per region.
Okay, they do have several.
Yeah. And then they also have down in Florida at Busch Gardens, they have a whole kind of, that's the retirement center, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Which is really, really great.
Retire to Florida. Why not?
Like everybody else.
So, Hey, heading down to Tampa.
Past the pineapple lemonade.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that another perk of the job? They get all the Anheuser-Busch products they can drink.
That's exactly. I mean,
they got big appetites, right?
Sucker for duck nuts.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Adam, as always, we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, and congratulations to your family and G&M on 75 years.
Yep.